American public radio fans would be very confused if they landed in India these days. There are protests in many cities all over India with signs saying no NPR. But in India these days, NPR does not mean National Public Radio. It means the National Population Registry. That's what the protests are all about. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. There is a Citizenship Act that is supposed to help Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, basically anyone non-Muslim, fleeing religious persecution in neighboring countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh, gain citizenship quicker in India. Its supporters say it makes sense. Where else would Hindus find refuge? Its critics say by explicitly excluding Muslims, it attacks the very idea of secularism upon which India was founded. But there's also the prospect of a national population registry that could require Indians to prove their Indianness through documents like birth certificates. A similar exercise in the northeastern state of Assam has resulted in thousands, mostly poor people, being thrown into a limbo, unable to come up with documents proving they or their parents or grandparents were truly Indian citizens. The protests, led largely by students, have spread across the country. Sometimes they march borrowing slogans from Chile in the 1970s.
The people, united, shall always be victorious!
Sometimes they are homegrown slogans for Azadi or independence, echoes of other movements.
Azadi! Azadi!
Or the old standard of long live the revolution. Almost every day, India is seeing protests from small neighborhood rallies to giant marches featuring tens of thousands. The protests and counter-protests are turning ugly. Masked men went on a rampage at a rally in a university in Delhi for hours, leaving many injured and bloody. Police broke into another university, allegedly dragging students out from libraries. Police claimed they used minimum force. Protesters claim otherwise. At one rally snaking through the streets of Kolkata, I've seen a rainbow flag fluttering. Alongside the Indian national flag, saffron, white and green. There are drums, people do chalk art on the sidewalk. There are songs of protests, old and new. It's chilly by Kolkata standards. Protesters are muffled in scarves and sweaters and caps. Some have painted No CAA or No Citizenship Amendment Act on their faces. They have hand-lettered signs, many of them quite creative. Merry Crisis and Happy New Fear. Or, if they divide, we will multiply. One raucous procession marched through the streets of central and north Kolkata with its grand old colonial buildings. They were supposed to go past the offices of the ruling party, the one that had pushed through the Citizenship Act. Dusk was falling. Then suddenly, as if an electric signal passed through the crowd, everyone fell quiet. Someone took out their cell phone and turned on the torch. Someone else followed suit. And then that long procession of thousands of people turned into a flickering river of light, the candles in the wind of our age. Will this have the staying power of the Hong Kong protesters? It's unclear. The government is showing no signs of yielding, though it says it's trying to clear up misconceptions and confusion about the intent of the Citizenship Act. They even met with Bollywood stars to give them a Citizenship Act 101 crash course. In the middle of all this, I ran into a gray-haired man dressed most oddly. He had on a red Santa Claus hat, an orange kurta shirt, and a blue checked wraparound lungi. He had a half smile and a sign that said, "Ask me who I am." At first, I thought he was one of those oddballs that show up for protests and parades, the ones best ignored. Then someone pointed to his sign and said, "So who are you supposed to be?"
"Amar naam Joseph Narendra Muhammad."
He called himself Joseph Narendra Muhammad. The penny dropped. The Santa hat stood in for Joseph. The orange kurta, the kind favored by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, represented Hindus. The blue wraparound lungi around his waist was the kind favored by Muslims. "But what is your real name?" asked the media. The man just smiled, shrugged, and shouted, "Freedom from NRC, the National Registry for Citizens."
NRC se azadi!
Azadi!
NRC se azadi!
Azadi!
I had thought he was just a man in a strange fancy dress on a winter afternoon in Kolkata. It turned out he was the dream of the makers of India's constitution, a secular country where everyone, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, could be part of the fabric that made India, India. I was embarrassed that he had to point it out to me. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.